you nyam ka nyam ya kwama wo so so and you nyam ka nyam ya kwama wo so so and you nyamu and you nyam ka nyam ya kwama wo so so deserves all our glory. So we're entering his gates with thanksgiving and bring supplication to him. Psalm 107 verse 1 to 3. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endureth forever. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so, whom he hath redeemed from the hand of the enemy and gathered them out of the land, from the east and from the west, from the north and from the south. Hallelujah. We are thanking God for the gift of salvation and also for the opportunity to gather with other believers in his presence to pray. Open your mouth, somebody, from the depth of your heart and pray this prayer to the Lord. Father, we thank you for the gift of salvation and also the opportunity to gather with other believers in your presence to pray. Makaya baliande de beyanda laba, rapa da da boshi gede de beyanda laba, makaya baliana mashatayande de be. Jesus, we give you all the glory. Thank you for the gift of salvation and also the opportunity to gather with other believers in your presence to pray. We are grateful in the name of Jesus. Proverbs chapter 11, verse 14, where there's no guidance, a people fall, but in the abundance of counselors, their safety. Hallelujah. Amen. Let us thank God for the preservation of life and purpose of the leadership of Blue Music and the entire ministry. Father, we say thank you for the preservation of life and purpose of the leadership of Blue Music and the entire ministry. We don't take it for granted. Faithful are you in doing this, Lord. You do not fail. And we are grateful. We are grateful. We give you all the praise and we honor you. Thank you. Thank you. We can't thank you enough. Lord, accept our thanksgiving this morning because it comes from the depth of our hearts. We see your hand at work and we are grateful for it. The many healings, the many deliverances, we are grateful. We are thankful for the many times, Lord Jesus, you've sustained us all these years. We give you all the glory as a ministry. Thank you. The leadership is preserved. We are grateful, precious Father, in Jesus' precious name. Psalm 51 verse 17 says, the sacrifices of God are broken spirit, a broken and a contrite heart, O God, thou wilt not despise. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So we are asking God for forgiveness of sins quietly in a few minutes in any way we have trespassed against God's will. In Jesus' name. Jesus' name have we prayed. Isaiah chapter 46 verse 10, declaring the end from the beginning and from ancient times the things that are not yet done, say, my counsel shall stand and I will do all my pleasure. We are praying asking that God's will for our lives as individuals and also for Glow Music Ministry in its entirety. In relation to his end time kingdom agenda will be established in the name of Jesus. Ask the Lord, let his will be done. Lord, your will be done. Your kingdom come. Your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Lord, whatever you thought of, for which reason you brought me to this earth at this time, for which reason I'm part of Glow Music, why you established Glow Music and made our paths collide, whatever you intend to do in this end time, Lord Jesus, for which reason we are here, let it be established, O God, in the name of Jesus. Let the gates of hell not prevail against it, O God. Let it be established in a way that all gates and the heads of gates will be lifted and everlasting doors will be opened for the King of Glory to come in the name of Jesus, my God. Establish your purpose, O God, for this end time, wherever we fit into it, in the name of Jesus. Establish thou it in the name of Jesus, have we prayed. Deuteronomy chapter 30 verse 9, the Lord thy God will make thee plenteous in every work of thine hand, in the fruit of thy body, in the fruit of thy cattle, in the fruit of thy land, for good. For the Lord will again rejoice over thee for good, and as he rejoiced over thy fathers. Hallelujah. Amen. We are praying that the Lord will ensure the fruitfulness of the work of our hands as we serve him faithfully. Open your mouth, somebody, from the depth of your heart, my God. Ensure the fruitfulness of the work of our hands, oh God, that the narrative will change. Let the narrative change. Lord, that they will see that the righteous are flourishing in the name of Jesus, my God. You said the wealth of the unrighteous are laid up for the just. They are laid up for the meek. The meek shall inherit the earth, my God. As we serve you faithfully, my God, fulfill these words, oh God, in the name of Jesus. You did it for our fathers. You did it. They walked with you. They served you. They obeyed you, my God, and you expanded them. You increased them, and you made this promise. We are asking you, fulfill thou your word as we serve you faithfully, oh God. Wherever you call us to serve, oh God, as we do it committedly, as we do it consistently, ensure the work, the fruitfulness of the work of our hands in the name of Jesus, my God. You're the one we look up to. For it is your blessing that makes rich and added no sorrow. And so it is your blessing we seek, and that's what we ask for. Rain your blessing upon our work, oh God, and let there be fruitfulness in it in the name of Jesus. In the kind that will provide jobs for others, and the kind that will become a sign for many to want to follow you in the name of Jesus, an example to be able to teach people that integrity pays, that the fear of God works, it pays in the name of Jesus. We are grateful. We are praying concerning divine health as well. 3 John 1 verse 2, the Lord desires and wishes above all things that we will prosper and be in health, even as our souls prosper. It is something the Lord wants of us. And we've seen in 1 Peter 2:24, who his own self bare our sins in his own body on the tree, that we being dead to sin shall live unto righteousness, by whose stripes we were healed. In the name of Jesus, we are praying and forcing God's provision of divine health for our lives and families, as well as leadership in the entire membership of the ministry. Let us pray. The same God who has preserved us thus far should preserve us going forward. Wherever there are sicknesses that sometimes become hindrances to our service, the Lord himself should destroy them and cause divine health to be our daily bread, such that we can serve him, such that we can respond whenever he calls us in the name of Jesus, that nothing will become a hindrance, no sickness, not of ourselves, not of our family members, not of leadership, not of any ministry member. In the name of Jesus, my God, as you bless and make our businesses fruitful, the enemy will not use sickness as a channel to waste our blessing. In the name of Jesus, we will not be stopped because of sicknesses. Lord, as we serve you, we enforce the divine healing promise you had for us, the finished work of Christ Jesus on the cross. We enforce the promise of divine health over our lives, the provision of divine health over our lives in the name of Jesus. You provided for it. We take our portion of it. You provided for it. We take our portion of it in the name of Jesus. Give the Lord thanks for answered prayer. Father, we thank you. We give you all the glory.
Thank you, Lord.
Blessed be your holy name. In Jesus' precious name.
Amen.
Father, I love you. I praise you. I adore you. Glorify thy name in all the earth. This is our prayer. Glorify thy name. Glorify. Lord, glorify, glorify thy name.
Studying on God, your prophecy, and today the subtheme is close your eyes. In Mark chapter 4 verse 18, as part of the parable of the sower, or we read, and these are they which are sown among thorns, such as hear the word. Verse 19, and the cares of this world and the deceitfulness of riches and the lust of other things entering in choke the word and it become unfruitful. In our previous session, we learned that we are distracted by so many things that choke the word of God. Deceitfulness of riches. We looked at how deceitfulness of riches can affect the effectiveness of God's word in our lives. Today, we are dealing with lusts of other things, and for which today's study is focusing on our eyes. In 1 John 2:15, it says, love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. If any man love the world, the love of the Father is not in him. And we know Jesus too says that you cannot serve two masters. So this word in 1 John 2:15 also highlights on that we can't love the world and love our Father in heaven. The two do not go together. We ought to choose one. Before we read the verse 16, let me draw our minds to the fact that many a time people feel that, oh, you are being too spiritual. Oh, but this is just normal. It's normal to play secular music at your engagement party. It's normal to drink alcoholic beverages at a pastor's graduation party. As believers, we graduate from school and we have this birthday party or sometimes graduation party, and you find believers, choristers, with beer bottles on their table, shamelessly drinking. And we say, oh, pastor, but this is normal. It is not normal. You cannot love the world and love our Father in heaven. Hallelujah. In 1 John 2:16, it explains further, for all that is in the world, which is the lust of the flesh and the lust of the eyes and the pride of life, is not of the Father, but is of the world. Inserted there, the lust of the eyes. The world always entertains. The church is supposed to edify, not to entertain. It's not for people to just see something that would just excite them without changing their lives. But the world is all about the looks. To have six-pack, please, we don't use six-pack to change the life of a church member. You don't use six-pack to heal a neighbor who is inflicted by a sickness sent by the devil. No. Hallelujah.
Amen.
We want to experience change in our generation. And it comes by closing our eyes and not walking after what we see, which the world does. In Galatians chapter 5, verse 17, it says, for the flesh lusteth against the spirit, and the spirit against the flesh, and these are contrary the one to the other, so that ye cannot do the things that ye would. We cannot walk according to what we see. 2 Corinthians 5, 7. For we walk by faith and not by sight. Let us understand what it means to walk by faith. In Luke 21, verse 36, it says, watch ye therefore and pray always, that ye may be accounted worthy to escape all these things that shall come to pass and to stand before the Son of Man. When you walk with your fleshly eyes, your natural eyes, you fall into a ditch. When you walk by revelation, which comes by faith in God, which comes by prayer, Jesus says that watch therefore and pray. How can you watch God's word? It's through prayer. You pray, then the word of God becomes something you can see. Until you have a life of prayer, the word of God becomes something you cannot interpret by looking at. When you pray, then the words speak to you. The words become meaningful to your eyes. That is when your faith is ignited. That is when it's by the word of God that you ignite your faith to be able to walk according to faith and not according to your sight. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Today my prayer for you is that you would love our Father in heaven and despise the world. Please say after me, despise the world.
Despise the world.
You cannot get a good husband by fleshly or using your eyes, your natural eyes, to be the determining factor or the judge. You cannot use your natural eyes to judge who a good husband will be. A good husband is prescribed. The description of a good husband is in God's word. Say after me, it's in God's word.
It's in God's word.
It is not according to your eyes. Until you close your eyes, you will just look at things according to worldly standard. The world walks according to their natural eyes, but we walk according to spiritual eyes, and that looks into the word of God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I believe that today you have learned something. Maybe on your table right now, you have decisions to make. You have offers, and you may be torn, not knowing what to do. Today, I subscribe to you that choose spirituality over the lust of the eyes, and it shall be well with you. Kindly close your eyes with me and begin to pray that, Lord, grant me the grace not to walk after my natural eyes, but to walk according to your word by faith. In Jesus' name. Please lift up your voice to pray. It may look rosy, it may look attractive, but that is not God for you. If it doesn't go according to his word, that is not God for you. No matter how it looks. Eve looked at the fruit and she fell. God, may I not look with my natural eyes. May I constantly look and judge by your word. By your word. By your word. In the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. May I not fall prey to what is coming, as Jesus said. But may I watch and pray. In the name of Jesus. Let the Holy Spirit take charge of my life and let me not fall prey to my natural eyes. In the mighty name of Jesus, let me be led by the Spirit of God. Let me be led by my faith in God's word, empowered by the Holy Spirit, and not after my natural eyes. In the name of Jesus. To be able to walk according to God's word, it takes a relationship with God. It all starts with relationship through Christ Jesus. If you haven't given your life to Christ meaningfully, please say this short prayer after me. Lord Jesus, I thank you for the sacrifice that you made for me. A sinner as I am, I cannot save myself. Please have mercy upon me. And Lord, today I invite you to come into my life and be the Lord and the master over my life. I want you to be the lover of my soul, Jesus. Save me from any wrong habits in the name of Jesus and make me completely new, brand new. In Jesus' mighty name have I prayed with thanksgiving. Amen.
Amen. Glory be to the Lord who increases us to not look and judge by our eyes, but to look and judge by the word. Amen.
Amen. Contact us via email info@glowministry.com or call or chat with us through 026-000-9090. God bless you.
Shall we share the grace? The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, the sweet fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us now and forevermore. Amen. We meet again on Sunday at 6 p.m. prompt. Shalom.